This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. During the 1981 Major League Baseball strike, the play-by-play guys used Stratomatic statistics and sound effects to simulate games on the air. We feel some of that impulse today among those told to stay home with this partial government shutdown. Labor Department statisticians, who normally would have the big economic report of the month published by now, the September employment numbers. On Friday's, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, joins us. Chris, instead of real numbers, all I have is forecasts from the likes of you.
That's right, David. It's really frustrating. We do not have the employment report.
How do you calculate these forecasts, though? I'm seeing a consensus of somewhere near 180,000 new jobs created.
That's right, and that just happens to be our forecast, too, this month. We look at, there's a lot of private sector data that comes out. ADP, which is an employment agency, or rather a payroll agency, they process 16.5 million people every month, and they do an estimate. And the Institute for Supply Management does a survey where they ask about hiring plans. And this month, we ran the regressions, and they all three are consistent. They're pointing at 180,000. Unfortunately, we still don't know if that's accurate. This is one of the toughest numbers there is to forecast.
180,000 would be consistent with previous months. It's okay. It's not spectacular. But does it really matter not having economic data in a timely way?
It does matter. The Federal Reserve has been stressing for months employment is the most important thing they're watching to determine where to put interest rates. And they're operating in the dark, too. We heard from a Fed official yesterday. They won't know whether to taper in October if they don't have data. So it matters to them. It also matters to us because the last several months, the private employment numbers have been pretty strong. The government numbers have been the check on that. They've been pretty weak. And in the end, the government is the final arbiter on this because they've got the most accurate estimate.
All right. So the mystery continues. Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.